Today on Gardening in a Minute, improving your lawn's drought tolerance. Drought tolerance is a measure of how well your grass will survive dry spells. A healthy and drought-tolerant lawn has a deep and extensive root system, so it's important to train your lawn to grow deep roots. Don't let your sprinkler or irrigation system apply small amounts of water frequently, as this will encourage shallow roots. Instead, irrigate your lawn less often, but for longer durations. Water your lawn only when at least a third of it shows signs of wilt. Look for folded leaf blades, a blue-gray color, and footprints that remain in the grass. When you do water, apply only 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch of water. Mowing your lawn at the highest recommended height for your grass will also encourage deeper roots. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden safety. Spring brings out the gardener in many of us, and this time of year it's especially important to remember garden safety. Our gardens and yards can be surprisingly dangerous places, with powerful lawnmowers, heavy tools, and potent chemicals. Dress appropriately for working outside, wear sturdy shoes, fitted clothes, eye protection, and gloves. Handle gasoline carefully, never fill tanks while equipment is running or still hot from use. Wipe up spills and keep all hazardous chemicals, like gasoline and pesticides, secured and out of reach of children. Be especially mindful of young people. Never mow when they're around, and keep them away from power equipment. Follow all directions on gardening products and tools, and stay safe this gardening season. For more information about garden safety and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, native plants. Native plants are often a good bet for the Florida gardener. A wide range of native plants could work in your landscape, from vines and ground covers to shrubs, trees, and palms. Many can be a good source of food for wildlife. Some popular natives in Florida include beautyberry, muley grass, kunti, and southern magnolia. Any of these sound familiar? You've probably seen them in your neighbor's landscapes or your own. You can now find many improved selections of your favorite natives. Ask your local nursery what natives they have for the conditions in your landscape. Remember that natives, like all plants, are more likely to thrive when they're planted in the right place. Use them correctly, and your garden should flourish. For more information about native plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, lacewings. Lacewings are beneficial insects that should be allowed to live in your garden. There are two kinds of lacewings, green and brown. Besides the differences in color, the two kinds are very similar in appearance. Adult lacewings have two pairs of wings, chewing mouthparts, and long, thin bodies. As their name suggests, the wings of these insects are lace-like and transparent with many veins. Lacewing larvae resemble small caterpillars, but move more quickly and have longer legs and mouthparts. Some brown lacewing larvae cover themselves with debris. Lacewings are considered beneficial insects because they eat aphids and other pests, and they don't bite or sting. You can buy lacewing eggs and larvae for release in your garden to help with insect pest problems. For more information about lacewings and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fertilizing shrubs and garden beds. Plants need nutrients to grow, and you may wonder how to give them what they need. You can provide key nutrients, like nitrogen and potassium, through synthetic or organic fertilizers. Look for fertilizers that include slow-release ingredients, which are designed to provide nutrients slowly over time. Before fertilizing, get a soil test. This test can tell you the soil pH and the nutrient content of your soil. It'll indicate whether you need to fertilize, and if you do, what you should use. Don't let the large number of choices and fertilizer types overwhelm you. Many specialty fertilizers have the same nutrient content, just sold by another name. Broadcast fertilizer uniformly, using the minimum amount required, and always follow label directions. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.